Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
When we come in your name. Lord, and nothing more.
when you're done, please take the glory and satisfy just to see you glorified. Oh, dear Lord, ask you to take your place. Sing through me. Speak through me. Blow through me and preach through me, that your name be glorified, that the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you, in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, glory, and honor. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless God in Jesus' holy name. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you and, Lord, we glorify your name. Oh, God, our Lord, our excellent is your name. We bless your name. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You are great. There is no one greater than you. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning, oh God. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Oh God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. Oh, we bless your name. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness Hallelujah. We bless your name. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, what a wonder you are. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. We exalt the name of Jesus Christ. We bless your name. Praise your name. Oh, God, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. There's no one greater than you. You are great. You are awesome. You are a wonder, oh God. We raise our voices in praises, in thanksgiving to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, you brought us to the last day in the month of February. Lord, we say thank you. We do not take these things for granted. Lord, we thank you for the life that we live, the breath that we breathe. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our spouses, for our children and grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. We thank you, Lord, for those that are here, those that are connected to us. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Elohim, our creator. We thank you for creative miracles. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you lift up a standard. And then we thank you, Lord, for divine strategies. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for taking us higher. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes, spiritual eyes, eyes of understanding, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for revelation. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless your name. Oh God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. And we worship you, oh God. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Oh God, we adore you, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you, Lord, that we walk in the fullness of Almighty God. And so, Father, we bless you. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. And we say hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen and amen. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, things that we know of and things that we do not know of, we are not aware of. But Lord, we come to your throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. We do not want anything to hinder our prayers. Lord, we are truly sorry for all that we've done against you in thought, in word, in deed. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, O God. Have mercy upon our children, our spouses, our grandchildren. O God, be merciful, O God, upon us, our siblings, nieces, and nephews. We pray for mercy, mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Bring down your mercy. Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood of Jesus, we soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the network in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood speak for us, oh God. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus like a tsunami, oh God. In every area of our lives, let the blood speak. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every tissue in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every organ in our bodies in the blood of Jesus, every system in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns our physical bodies. Let the blood of Jesus, oh, speak for us. Oh, God, we soak our souls in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let the blood speak for us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for healing through the blood of Jesus. We pray for physical healing, emotional healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood speak, oh God. Even as the kids go back and forth to school on the buses, oh God, we cover these children in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let it be a hedge of protection around us, around our children and grandchildren with the blood of Jesus Christ. Keep evil, sickness, diseases away from us, oh God, away from our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Our places of work where in the blood of Jesus to cleanse those places with the blood, of Jesus. Our transportation in the blood of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we put on the full armor of God, armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, God, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren. We put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, our spouses, oh, God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come fully dressed, oh God, in that your robe of righteousness, oh God, your garment of salvation, oh God, your garment of praise, oh God, hallelujah. We bless your name. We come, oh God, girded with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your crown of righteousness, your crown of glory, oh God. We come, O God, with your shield of faith, O God. We come, O God, with the sword of the Spirit, your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, this morning we pray for divine angelic assistance. O God, as we pray and as we bring your word, we need divine angelic assistance through all this day, doing your biddings in our life, doing your biddings, O God, warring on our behalf, O God, in the name of Jesus, guiding and protecting us, O God, doing your will. We pray this morning for greater grace, O God. Greater grace to do all that you've called us to do, O God. We pray for your manifold grace, O God. We pray for your abounding grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, grace, O God. Your grace, your grace, your grace. In the name of Jesus, we need your grace. We need your grace. We need your grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, we need your grace to walk in the fullness of Christ Jesus, O God. We cannot make it without grace. We need it, O God. We need your grace, your greater grace, your abounding grace, grace abundantly, O God. We need it in the name of Jesus, O God. And so, Father, this morning we receive your grace. Hallelujah. Your grace, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy, O God, hallelujah, that's new every morning. Your grace and your mercy brought us through. If it wasn't for your grace, O God, where would we be? We thank you, Lord, for grace. We thank you, Lord, for mercy. We thank you, Lord, for loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for faithfulness. Hallelujah. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Teach us how to love our neighbors. Teach us, O God, how to love our neighbors as you love us. Teach us, O God, how to love you with all our hearts, souls, and minds. Teach us how to love you, O God. And love one another, O God. We are our brothers and sisters, keepers, O God. Teach us, O God, when we're weak, you are strong. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, O God. Oh, Father God, we cannot do things without your strength. But we know that we can do all, everything through you, Christ Jesus. Who strengthen us. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we walk by your spirit and not by the flesh, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. You are great. You are awesome. You are marvelous. And so, Father, we just give you the marvelous praise. We just give you a marvelous praise. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise and we bless your name. We exalt your name. We raise up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. The name that is above every name. at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray. Amen. And amen. Once again, to those of you that's just joining us, we say good morning to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. As we come into the month of March, we're going back into our midnight glory prayer service that we used to have three nights in the beginning of the month. We come together and pray at midnight for three nights every month. And so we start this on March 1st. Hallelujah, that we'll come together and pray right here in the name of Jesus. Father, as I bring this word forth this morning, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Father God, I hide behind the cross. All of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Kings, 1 Kings 3, we're starting from chapter 3. Hallelujah. The Lord shifted me to this morning in the name of Jesus. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. That is King Solomon. And the one woman said, O Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house. And I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, staying two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thy handmaid slept and laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son which I did bear. And the other woman said, nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, the one said, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead, and the other said, nay, but thy son is dead, and my son is living. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one, and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was under the king of her bowels yearned upon her, and she said, oh, my Lord, just give her the living child. In no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that wisdom, that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the wisdom of God to be imparted at another level in us, O God, to make decisions and to do your will. Hallelujah. The reason the Lord brought this to me, hallelujah, as I was meditating early this morning, and I was, the Lord brought this midnight. What I want to say to you, at midnight, there are a lot of things that happen at midnight. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we could go on and on. And midnight hours is between 12 a.m. and 3 p.m. And that's the time. There's a lot of things that is active going on in the spiritual realm. There's the time we have these dreams, and the times we have revelations, the Lord will visit you, visitation, and there are times we are attacked, there are times the forces of evil and are working over time. It's the time the Lord sent, he always sent angels, but there's a lot of stuff happening in the spiritual realm. And many times you hear churches having midnight vigil and all these things, which is very important. Because at midnight, there's a lot happening. But what I'm saying to you, we need to be vigilant and we need to be alert. Amen. In the name of Jesus, and don't be so sluggish. Because when we're sluggish, the enemy will come in and do a bunch of stuff. And then in the morning, we see all the manifestation because we're not watchmen watching at midnight. Our spirit man was not sensitive to what was going on. And then at midnight, God releases divine and blessings, and different things happen also. It's not only negative things happening. There are positive things happening too at midnight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So it's very important. It's very important. Hallelujah. That's why before you go to bed at night, even if you go to bed 9 or 10, make sure that you are prayed up. And you are covered in the blood of Jesus. Before you lay your head down to sleep. Hallelujah. Because the enemy comes in to steal, and he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. What I'm saying to you, the spiritual realm is the council realm. For things to happen physically, it has to happen spiritually first. Some people eat food in dreams, and they eat all kinds of stuff. And Jesus, this is where demonic and different attacks take place. And so you have your spirit man always have to be very, very sensitive. And sometimes people say, what do you mean by that? Yeah, that means you, even though your physical is sleeping, but your spiritual is awake, hallelujah. And therefore, when you have these dreams and different things to come, you'll be able to speak in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, because your spirit man is awake and watching. And your physical is sleeping, but the spirit man is up. You're and watching. Hallelujah. So when the enemy comes in, you begin to resist the blood of Jesus. When someone want to give you food in your dream, you know that it's the enemy, and you use the name of Jesus and rebuke and destroy the work of darkness. When you have these dreams and visitation and different things happen negatively, you begin to, oh, I had this dream, hallelujah. And it's not because your stomach is filled with pizza or whatever it is, or rice, or you ate too much. No, hallelujah, the enemy likes to attack when you are sleeping. So when you have these negative dreams and things in the night, you do not receive those dreams. If you wouldn't get up, when you get up in the morning and you can remember those dreams, you begin to cancel it in the name of Jesus in the realm of the spirit. You begin to cancel those dreams, and you begin to superimpose God's plans and purpose for your life, because God's has good plans. So his plans towards us are good and not evil. God's not going to do things to you evil. Sometimes he comes to you in the night to warn you about things that the enemy has planned against you. And so that's why your spirit man's got to be sensitive to receive what he's saying. Hallelujah. When you look at the midnight, it's a dark hour. And a lot of stuff takes place. And sometimes you will have that slumberness and sleepiness, and you want to pray. You can't pray because you're sleepy and you're tired. That's another topic on its own. You don't want that spirit of sluggishness, that spirit of slumber to take over you. You want to be alert in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And sensitive. You know, some people died in their sleep at night. So when you get up in the morning, they're dead because of some of the battles that they went through, and they were defeated because their spirit man was not alert. But people, you got to be alert, amen, in the name of Jesus. Some people have dreams, and the next day they wake up, they start getting sick because they ate in a dream. The enemy attacked them in a dream. Be sensitive to those things in the name of Jesus. But of course, I'm tired and just, you know, yes, we tired. You work a full day, but then try your best. You pray a good prayer before you go to sleep. Your spirit is sensitive, and when the Lord wakes you up, you wake up and you pray. You keep yourself, your children, your family covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we see these women, these two women in the house, in the same house. Both of them have these babies. While one slept and overlaid her baby, that means she rolled over that young baby, took that baby and overlaid it, and she knew when she realized she had killed her baby, that she took the other lady's baby. This is where there's an exchange. People take what is yours, the demonic forces and divine exchange. The other mother is sleeping. You got to watch over what God has blessed you with. And all these things have spiritual connotations to them. Hallelujah. Because the baby is something that you birth is, and it could be, it doesn't have to be, it could be in a spiritual realm. It's to remember, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And look what has taken place. The other mother woke up to feed her baby, and when she see a dead baby, and then she thought about, no, this is not my, because she can recognize. That's why it's good to be able to recognize and things, the gift, your talents, and recognize you. You have to keep your spiritual eyes open. Hallelujah. To be aware of these things. And sometimes people say, I cannot remember my dream. Well, if you cannot remember your dream, you ask God for the Holy Spirit to put you in remembrance of everything you dream about. You can be able to remember it. And even, suppose I cannot remember it. I know I had a dream, and I can remember it. Well, what I do, if you have a dream, you can remember that dream. You say, Lord, whatever I dreamed about last night, Lord, if it's not of you, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Anything that may have happened while I was sleeping and I don't know of, Lord, and you begin to pray, I cancel to the blood of Jesus, to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. It is not of you, Lord. If there's anything that I may have consumed in my dream, I release the fire of the Holy Ghost to purge those things out of me in the name of Jesus. If you do not remember, you just do not leave it like that, because God saw and God sees, and God knows. Just don't go about your business trying to figure it out. Hallelujah. Sometimes you ask the Holy Ghost to bring it into your remembrance. But don't let it stay like that. Because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus is so that you can have more life and more life abundantly. And maybe you might have dreamed that God has released something for you, or released a diary, and you are sleeping, and you every time you wake up, you go back to sleep, and you came to that spirit of struggle, and you did not receive what the Lord released because of you were sleeping. Well, God, whatever you brought, bring it. You ask the Holy Spirit again, whether it is to bring it into your remembrance so that you can receive what the Lord released to you, and then not only that, have understanding. The Lord loves us. He loves his children. Hallelujah. Unconditionally. He hates sin. But when we are in a covenant relationship with Almighty God, he helps us in different areas of our lives. The battle is not ours. It is the Lord. So what I'm saying to you is that every night before you sleep, you pray. When you wake up in the morning, you pray. If the Holy Ghost wake you up in the middle of the night, it's not to clean your house. It's to pray. It's not to get do things that you're not, watch TV. No, it's to pray. It's to commune with God and to find out what he's speaking to you. Sometimes he wakes you up and gives you directions. He woke Joseph up. He said, take this child and get out of here. Go to Egypt. And sometimes God will wake you up and say, move right now. Do this right now. And you got to follow the instructions of the Lord, because he's taking care of you. You see, God is omnipresent. He knows it all. He sees it all.
Hallelujah. So he comes in dreams to warn us sometimes. But our spirit man must be very sensitive. In the name of Jesus. We praise God that King Solomon, the wisdom that he had, when he said, tell that baby, the real mother, said, you know what? I don't want my issue. If she says it's a baby, let her take it. I don't want my baby to die. The one that wasn't, it wasn't her baby, said, cut it in half. So Solomon actually knew who it was because nobody wants their baby to be killed. But he was able to do it wisely. We praise God. In the same house, sometimes we in the same house with wickedness. Things happening in the same house, in houses. It could be family, it could be church, whatever it is. But I want the main thing is to be alert. Be alert. The children of Israel, what did they leave? They left at midnight. At midnight, and what was happening? Pharaoh's son died at midnight. So there's a lot. There's a lot that happens. That's why they have to be ready. When God says, "Get be ready, be alert, vigilant," and they were able to leave. Hallelujah. So I don't want you to only look at midnight as negative. Midnight, there's a lot of positive things. God saves us. He protects us. He releases blessing at midnight. There's a lot of things that he does. He downloads. I love those hours because that's the time he downloads and he gives you, and it's quiet. So you get into prayer, and after you pray, you let your spirit be sensitive. And sometimes at midnight when you can, and you prayed, and after you prayed, and you have some, what I do sometimes, I would just put my scripture on, scripture, a CD, something, maybe with my Psalms or Psalm 91 and scripture of prayers. And I put it on and different things. Because my spirit, even though my physical is asleep, but my spirit, man, is very sensitive. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you feel so heavy. Pray that heaviness. When God is for you, who can be against you? Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for bringing us to the last day of the month of February. Father God, we thank you for all that you've done for us since the year started, and even before that, since we were conceived in our mother's womb, we say thank you. If it had not been you who was on our side, where would we be? We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your kindness. Father God, and we thank you for your wisdom in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray this morning that anyone who may have had negative dreams and exchanges might have taken place in the name of Jesus by reason of the anointing of Jesus Christ. Now, not by my might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God, I have no power of my own, but Jesus Christ has given me the authority. And I come in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ, and I destroy every work of darkness, everything that took place in the midnight hour with your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Father God, and the food anyone may have eaten, let the blood of Jesus purge them and cleanse them in the name of Jesus. Any and diabolical exchanges with cancer to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, it shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. We superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus, for the lives of our children, for the lives of our grandchildren, for the lives of our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in our lives in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, let the blood speak for us. in the name of Jesus. And anything that the enemy has stolen, we take it back in the name of Jesus. Take it back in the name of Jesus. Not by might or power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we take back everything the enemy has stolen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We take it back sevenfold, as the word of God said, in the name of Jesus. Uriah, my son, we cancel every incantation for every negative word, every evil word, in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, voodoo, voodoo, whatever have been done in the spiritual realm to us in the night, oh God, we uprooted and cancel it with the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lord, you see it. You know everything that concerns us as individuals, everything that concerns our children, our grandchildren, our spouses as individuals, in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus with the authority given to us by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break every chain, every bondage in the name of Jesus. We cancel incantation, evil words, negative words, unrighteous decrees and against our lives, spoken against our spouses, spoken against our children, spoken against our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we cancel. In the name of Jesus, only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We know that it is done. We receive the blessings. The blessings of the midnight. We receive the blessings, the impartation that downloaded from heaven. We receive it in the name of Jesus that Almighty God has released to us. We receive it in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. And every gift and talent that you've given us, we cover with the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. We cancel every demonic meeting that be made on our behalf. We cancel those meetings that is using names, pictures. We cancel in the name of Jesus. Lord, make us invisible, oh God, to the enemy in the name of Jesus. Send us divine angelic assistance, more help in the name of Jesus. Most importantly, help us, oh God, to be spiritually alive, to walk after your spirit. In Jesus' name, we seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Ghost. We come against every counterattack of the enemy, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. join us this evening at the midnight hour. We have a guest speaker that's coming to lead us in prayer. Amen. I'm going to actually be on a little bit earlier, 11:30, and the prayer starts at 1 o'clock promptly, where we're going to pray for at least an hour. You're not going to be longer than 1 o'clock. Amen. In the name of Jesus, as we start the 3 days, and right here on the radio. So join us this evening and let others know. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.